The meaning of sannyasa, a question I was asked in a research project. The question was, in your understanding, what is sannyasa and what is its importance to life, the society, to yourself, etc.? Sannyasa has, of course, several meanings. Sannyasa means renunciation, and there are two aspects of sannyasa. Sannyasa is on one hand side, the monastic life. This means you renounce worldly desires, worldly possessions, worldly activities, and you dedicate yourself completely to the spiritual path. And you become a swami, which means a monk or a nun. And our tradition is also a monastic tradition. Swami Shivananda was a monk, Swami Vishnadevananda is a monk, and in our yoga vidya ashrams and centers, we also have swamis like Swami Divyananda, Swami Nirgunananda. We have brahmacharis who prepare to become a swami. But we are not just the monastic order. The majority of the sevakas, the ashram inmates, they are not swamis. Parts have family, parts live as a couple together, and some live there as servants and are not a formal initiation. So sannyasa is one of the life, well, ways of life to come to God realization, among others. Like these scriptures say, you can reach God realization as a grahasti, you can as a householder, and you can reach God realization as a swami. But of course, there's a second meaning of sannyasa, and that meaning is expounded by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Sannyasa means renunciation of the fruits of action, renunciation of the feeling of doership, the renunciation of desires, and so on. And this part of sannyasa is very important. If you want to reach moksha, God realization, you have to renounce desires and attachments.